Check this out. You've been waiting for 5 long days.
I need a big week.
Shake off those boots. And by the way, working for the weekend in that music bed, the Loverboy, Jonathan, is coming to the Sunset Amphitheater coming up October 2nd. That's going to be a fun concert with Foreigner.
Absolutely it is, Dan. Good morning. And yeah, there's lots of live music options being announced pretty much regularly for Sunset and all the different venues across the Pikes Peak region this time of year.
Absolutely. Well, what do you have for us today? As you're the program manager, you're the head honcho at the cultural office of the Pikes Peak region. You direct the cast of thousands there, you know.
Not quite the head honcho, Dan. We've got Angela Steeles, our executive director. She runs the show. But I do run peakradar.com, which is one of our programs, and it's a great program to be part of because I get to come on KRDO News Radio every Friday and talk to you about things that are happening in the Pikes Peak region. And we'll start with First Friday. Of course, it's the first Friday in April this evening. Should be great weather, hopefully, to be out and about in downtown Carter Springs, Old Carter City, and Manitou Springs, as over 60 galleries in that stretch, in that Pikes Peak region area. We'll have live art. The art will be live, but live music, new art, exciting things happening from around 5 to 8 this evening. Great opportunity to get out and support local artists and small businesses this evening. There are two First Friday adjacent events that I want to talk about next.
Yeah, go ahead.
Independent Film Society of Colorado will be at Cottonwood Center for the Arts, which, of course, will have its own First Friday stuff. But the Independent Film Society will have their documentary series, Fixing Food. There will be 5 different short films, all about folks who are working to lower carbon footprint with impactful new ways to gather and prepare the food we need. That'll start at 6:30 tonight at Cottonwood. The Fine Arts Center is having their Look Ahead event also tonight, starting at 5 o'clock. They'll not only have things for First Friday, but they'll also have the unveiling of their 2024-25 theater season, showcase some of the upcoming museum exhibitions that will be at the Fine Arts Center, and also introducing exciting Bemis School of Art classes with live demonstrations from talented instructors throughout the evening. So great opportunity to be at the Fine Arts Center tonight as well. 3 more as we get into the weekend and the rest of the week. The Cripple Creek Heritage Center is hosting their first ever spring tea. This is tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. at the Cripple Creek Heritage Center. There are still tickets available, though seating is limited, but you'll get coffee and tea, obviously baked treats from local businesses, and a spring hat that you're able to decorate and take home, as well as exploring, of course, the Great Heritage Center up in Cripple Creek. The space is in the news with the Space Symposium here in town and the Eclipse upcoming shortly. And the Space Foundation Discovery Center also has their own space-related event this weekend. Sunday evening at the Cheyenne Mountain Resort, they'll have Yuri's Night, the ultimate event for space enthusiasts and party lovers. It's a 21-plus event where you'll be able to indulge in culinary and cocktail offerings, participate in cosmic hands-on activities, and meet real-life astronauts, all while supporting, of course, the educational programming offered by the Space Foundation. And then finally, Dan, April is National Poetry Month throughout the United States, and Academy Art and Frame, Poor Richards Downtown, and the Pikes Peak Library District, Sand Creek Library, and Hooked on Books will be celebrating that with Art Aloud. There will be those four locations will have 4 different receptions and live poetry open mic events throughout April. April 5th, 9th, 13th, and 19th, at those 4 different venues, you'll be able to check out not only the live poetry and open mic, but also explore the different poets and authors and artists that are showcased at those different venues as part of that, too. So a lot going on in the Pikes Peak region, as per usual, and I'm always out of time.
You are, and it really did a great job, by the way. And when you started off with the live art events, you know, I thought Bob Ross, you know, the ghost of Bob Ross was going to go out there and start painting live somewhere.
I mean, I won't rule that out, Dan.
I mean, but, you know, live painting would be kind of cool. It'd just take forever to, you know, like I take forever when I oil paint. So anyway, always great to catch up with you, Jonathan. Thank you so much for everything you do, and I'll look forward to visiting with you next week.
Have a good weekend. Appreciate the time.